Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Robert Bruce, the author of Treatise on Astral Projection and Astral Dynamics, has kindly given me the permission to record this audio. For your free copy of the bestseller Astral Dynamics, please visit astralbob.com. I recorded the main part of this audio yesterday. I was really quite moved as I read the last part. So if my voice shakes a little, please forgive me. Treatise on Astral Projection, Part 2. Starting out. After the physical body has fallen asleep, the astral body always projects into the physical world. Once the energy body has expanded, the astral body floats free and hovers just above the physical body, but within the expanded energy body's field of influence. Within this field, known as cord activity range, the astral body is held close to the physical world as it is within the field of etheric matter. During a conscious astral projection, it may appear as if you are projecting straight into an astral plane, but there is always an intermediary phase at the beginning when you are existing as an astral form close to the physical dimension. This real-time part of any projection may be missed if you black out at the moment of projection. The area around the body within the cord activity range is flooded with etheric matter, and within this field, the astral body is held in real-time close to the physical dimension. Etheric matter. Etheric matter is the actual life force substance generated by all living things by simply being alive. It is a substance in between physical matter and astral matter, part physical and part astral. This etheric matter has actual weight. It is a very refined substance in between matter and energy and is similar to its coarser cousin, ectoplasm. There have been scientific studies done on this phenomena. Dying people in hospitals have had their beds placed on delicate scales shortly before death and hooked up to EEG and ECG monitors. In all cases, at the exact moment of death, a sudden weight loss of approximately 1/4 of an ounce is observed. This is caused by a large amount of etheric matter being transferred into the astral body at the moment of physical death. This is similar to the sudden transfer of etheric matter into the astral body during a near-death experience, where the body believes it is dying. This sudden, massive transfer of etheric matter is the start of the death process. Ectoplasm. Ectoplasm has been studied in a similar fashion. Materialization mediums have been placed on delicate scales and then asked to produce ectoplasm onto another set of fine scales. These mediums were observed to lose weight at exactly the same rate as the weighed ectoplasm gained weight. When the medium reabsorbed the ectoplasm, this weight transfer was reversed. Ectoplasm is produced by the chakras. It converts part of the physical mass of the medium's body into another substance, ectoplasm. Interdimensional manifestation. Any non-physical or disincarnate entity, including the astral body, in order to function in real time, close to the physical dimension, must contain etheric matter. Without etheric matter, non-physical entities fade back into their dimension of origin. Etheric matter can only be obtained from living inhabitants of the physical world. Energy flow. The famed silver cord does more than just tie the two bodies together. It is a true umbilical cord, transmitting information and energy between the physical and subtle bodies. It is seen by some projectors and not seen by others. Sometimes it is seen emanating from the navel, sometimes from the forehead. The area the cord is seen emanating from may depend on chakra activity. Whichever chakra is the strongest, most active, could have control of energy flow to the subtle bodies. There is also the belief system of the projector to consider, and the creative power of the subconscious mind. The cord will usually appear to be wherever you believe it will be, courtesy of the subconscious. Once the astral body enters the astral dimension, it must have a good supply of astral energy from the chakras in order to interact strongly with that dimension. Clear astral memory depends greatly on the amount of energy available. As the astral dimension is a natural domain of the astral body, It will not fade out of it due to lack of energy. As in the real world, if a person hasn't eaten or slept for a few days, they don't dissolve into another dimension. They just get weak and listless and don't interact strongly with the physical world. What it boils down to is this: the astral mind must have enough energy to give it strong, vivid memories. These astral memories must be strong enough to make a good-sized wrinkle in the physical brain, so the physical mind can recall them when it wakes up. For example, if you haven't slept for a few days, you will be tired, listless, and your interaction with reality will be weak and vague. If you see a movie in this tired state, you will retain little memory of it. Afterwards, you may only remember fragments of it, and your memory of it will be a vague blur. If, however, you see a movie when you are well rested, fresh, and full of energy, it is different. You take in everything about the movie and enjoy it. Your memory of it will be crystal clear. This is similar to what happens after a low-powered astral journey. The astral body lacks energy, and so does not have clear enough impressions of its journey. This causes it to fail making its memories the dominant ones when it returns to the physical body. As I stated earlier, there must be strong, vivid memories if a wrinkle is to be made in the physical brain and the experience remembered. Chakra use. Fully developing the chakras and learning how to control them can take many years, depending on natural ability. This will not, however, stop you using them in a very basic way to enhance your OOBEs and your lucid dreams at a very early stage in your development. Raising energy and stimulating the chakras is extremely simple to do. This raised energy will automatically flow into your astral body prior to and during projection. By learning to raise energy and control the flow of power through the chakras, the nature of your dreams, lucid dreams, and OOBEs will change. They will become vivid and unforgettable experiences. This, in a way, gives you a second life, full of rich experiences you can enjoy, learn, and grow from. Higher levels and their buffer zones. The commonly accepted names for the seven known levels of existence, from lowest to highest, are physical, astral, mental, buddhic, atmic, anupadaka, and adi. These higher planes are similar in structure to the astral dimension, but at a much higher level of consciousness and are completely separate from it. In between the different levels are intermediary areas or buffer zones, sometimes called lower subplanes. A good analogy for the different dimensions and their buffer zones is the Earth's atmosphere. If the air in the Earth's atmosphere was the astral dimension, the stratosphere would be the buffer zone, and the vacuum of space would be the mental dimension. You can fly in the Earth's atmosphere in a normal airplane astral body. A very powerful jet plane is indeed needed to take you into the stratosphere, but you need a spaceship mental body to travel through space. This explains why a different subtle body is needed to travel into these different levels of existence. The astral body can enter the buffer zones or subplanes of the dimensions above and below the astral dimension if it contains the correct type of energy. I.e., to exist in the buffer zone between the physical astral levels in real time, the astral body must contain etheric energy. To exist in the buffer zone between the astral and mental planes, it must contain mental energy. Higher level projection. With enough control over the chakras, the energy for these higher levels can be produced. The production of one particular type of energy will raise the consciousness to that level and energize the corresponding subtle body. This is usually done by consciousness-raising meditation and advanced energy work on the chakras. The consciousness can then experience that level of existence. If enough energy is available and conditions are right, the meditator can project that particular subtle body directly into its natural dimension. Depending on the skill and natural ability of the operator, if a higher body is energized and projected, so usually are the lower ones. The astral body contains within it all the other subtle bodies and can, during a projection, project the mental body into the mental dimension and so on. This will sometimes give multiple sets of memories from the one projection. The general rule is, whichever subtle body contains the greatest amount of energy will have the strongest memories. These dominant memories will be the ones retained by the physical mind upon its return to the waking state. Projecting consciously into levels higher than the astral dimension takes a high level of skill. You need to be proficient in both consciousness raising and chakra control, but it is achievable. I have, so far, projected into the astral, mental, buddhic and atomic levels of existence. It is commonly believed that it is only possible for a human to project into the astral, mental and buddhic levels, and not possible to project into the higher Adi and Anupadaka. These dimensions have been named and are described, so someone must have been there, or they would be unknown. If you realise the true nature of the mind, you will understand there are no limits. It was also once said that the sound barrier would never be broken. By the way, these dimensions don't have signposts on them saying, "Welcome to the astral dimension, ta-da," or "Mental dimension, watch your mind." So I will describe the higher levels I have been to using these accepted names. The astral dimension. This is a topsy-turvy world, like Alice found in Wonderland. Everything seems objective, real, but it is changeable and fluid. Anything and everything can be found there, from base, coarse levels full of sexual energy to beautiful, serene places full of spiritual harmony. Time is distorted and extended there. An hour in the astral can seem only like a few minutes here in the physical. Compared to the physical world, it is at a much higher vibration. It is like playing a videotape at 20 times normal speed, although this is not apparent when you are there. Moving amongst the astral dream pools is usually a hit-or-miss affair for most projectors. It takes a lot of experience to make planned astral journeys to specific realities. There are an infinite number of realities, planes, realms and dream pools in this dimension. As I stated before, they naturally strata and settle into pools of related thought. During sleep or in a lucid dream, the subconscious mind usually creates one especially for you, your own personal dream theatre. When you become aware during a dream, you take control over it. This control is taken over from the powerful subconscious mind. Without its powerful controlling influence, your personal custom-related realm will change. You will begin tuning into other sympathetic parts of the astral, and the reality you are in will mix with other realities and take on different aspects. In a conscious projection into the astral dimension, you can tune into any part of it and travel into different realities, other dream pools, or a mix of many. There are various techniques for this, but they all involve some way to disorient the subconscious mind, tricking it into moving you into a different astral reality. Some projectors look at their hands and watch them melt. Others spin around, causing left-right reversals. These methods all disorient the mind and trick the subconscious into tuning into another part of the astral. It is very difficult to describe how to move amongst the levels. You really have to learn by doing it, by trial and error. You have to learn how to use and control the subconscious mind, how to trick it for a specific result. Virtual reality projection. Here is a simple, reliable method I have developed to create your own personal realm. Get a poster of a pleasant scene, something bright and sunny. The bigger the better, but standard poster size will do. Hang it on the wall of the room you are going to project in, or in another room close by. Get a small spotlight and set it so that the poster is highlighted when the main light is turned off. A normal directional bedside lamp will do. Place the light under or above so the light spreads out over it, giving a diffused effect illuminating it, a bit like a movie screen. When you project, go towards a poster, keeping your mind blank. Don't think about what you are doing, just gaze at it and move towards it. As you approach it in this way, your subconscious mind will be tricked into creating an astral realm exactly like the poster. Just move up to and into the poster. It is like stepping into another world. Everything in this world will be exactly like in the poster. It will appear to be a normal three-dimensional world, an exact copy, indistinguishable from reality. To customize this world, cut and paste small pictures of things or people you want to find in this world with you when you enter it. Don't just stick a whole picture on the poster. Get scissors and cut round the object or person. Try and find pictures that are approximately the same scale as a poster. If you cut out a small picture of someone, living or dead, your subconscious will create a thought-form shell of them and they will be there waiting for you. This may be an excellent way of communicating with those who have died. Spiritual communication. I have a theory. The subconscious creates this thought-form shell of a person. This shell can be animated by the perfect detailed memory of your subconscious. But if there is love there between the projector and this created person, the spirit of this deceased person will be drawn to this scenario and will use this opportunity to communicate with the projector by animating the created image of their body. The Akashic Records. These are found in a buffer zone between the astral and mental worlds, part astral, part mental, and, in a way, extended into all levels. They are a record of every thought and event that has ever occurred, like a huge infinite mental history picture book. The Akashic Records also contain probabilities stemming from and created by past events, actions, and thoughts. This is like looking into the future. To make any kind of sense of the Akashic Records yourself, some skill in clairvoyance is a definite help. If you tune in to the Akashic Records yourself, you will normally see those events with the greatest amount of energy around them. Wars and disasters are the easiest to see because of this. The energy surrounding these events makes them stand out above all the rest, making them easier to see. If you look into the future, the area of probabilities, you enter into a confusing maelstrom of symbolism mixed with actual events. This future symbolism is caused by the belief systems of the major religions. Millions of people in the world have believed in some form of prophecy for thousands of years. Whether it is the Bible's Book of Revelations or prophecies of Nostradamus, these ancient prophecies are all richly steeped in symbolism. This symbolism affects the way people think and dream about the future. This symbolism, in turn, manifests in the Akashic Records as symbolic representations of future events. The symbolism is a big help. It makes consulting the Akashic Records easier. You can use the Akashic symbolism as an index. For example, the reference below to the Dogs of War is easily understandable as representing war. The Grim Reaper is a universal symbol of death and destruction. So if you are interested in this kind of future event, you tune into the symbolic index for war, then browse through the category of past and future wars. Apart from some clairvoyant ability, a knowledge of history, geography, religious symbolism, current affairs, world leaders and heads of state is a big help when indexing past and future events. For example, in the future vision I give below, if I had known who the well-known person I saw addressing a crowd below was and recognised the country, I could have made an accurate prediction of future events instead of being wise after the event. I entered a state of consciousness called the Akashic Records. There, I was inundated with a mass of symbolism. I was seeing in four dimensions at once. My conscious mind did not assimilate this very well. I saw wars, famine, plagues, disasters, earthquakes, volcanoes erupting, plane crashes, murders, etc. It was terribly confusing and depressing. I saw one piece of symbolism I recognized, though, and tuned into it, indexed it. The Grim Reaper holding the Dogs of War, as described by various prophets. These dogs were fearsome beasts with red eyes and slavering jaws. They were held in check by this hooded figure with an evil skull for a face carrying a sickle. He released these dogs as I watched, symbolizing a coming war. Tuning into this scene, I was there floating above it all. I could feel the sunshine and smell the city below me. I saw a man standing on a raised dais under two giant scimitar swords. He was giving a charismatic speech to many thousands of people. One of the swords turned into a Christian crusader's broadsword. The man was Saddam Hussein. The scene was in Baghdad, at the monument to the unknown soldier. I saw this 6 months before the Gulf War started. I did not learn who Saddam Hussein was or where this scene took place, though, until it was televised during the Gulf War. Looking through the Akashic Records is like leafing through an infinite mental photo album. You are bombarded with an awesome array of the sights and sounds of past, present and probable futures. You have to select one of these thought records, tune into it and enter it. You will then live through the record as if you were really there, watching it as it happens. Consulting with the Akashic Records can be done alone if you have the skill, but it is normally done with the assistance of an advanced being from a higher level of existence. This is done as a sort of telepathic guided tour. The enormous amount of information and chaff is filtered out for you, and the selected record of past events or future probability is presented to you clairvoyantly via a telepathic link with the librarian. Some people claim to have entered the Akashic Records and found something like a library there with real books. The past, present and future was recorded as text in these books. Some people even say they have read a record, then entered into it and experienced a record at first hand. All these claims are consistent with the Akashic Records. These are librarian-assisted guided tours, where the Akashic Records have been presented as something familiar, easy to use and easy to accept. The mental dimension. This is a spectacular dimension, iridescent rivers of sound, bounded by rainbow shores of pulsating light. Thoughts appear as kaleidoscopic patterns of light and sound. You walk across fields of ideas under a sparkling crystal sky of inspiration. If you enter this world, don't try to rationalize or understand it, or you may go mad, for it is beyond human understanding. Just accept it all, go with the flow, and enjoy it. This dimension is what I believe the ancient Vikings called the famed Rainbow Bridge into Asgard. It truly looks and feels as if you're walking up a rainbow into some wonderful world where the gods must surely dwell. Exist here in wondrous amazement. Let loose a child within you to play in this fairy wonderland. Everything feels real and solid. Time is even further distorted here than in the astral, and reality is kaleidoscopic. Buddhic dimension. This is a warm, abstract world filled with utter peace and infinite love. It is a dimension of pure white. There is no sight or sound perception here other than the all-pervading, brilliant white. In this dimension, you very quickly relinquish conscious thought and individuality. You cannot think for long once you enter here, and there is no need or desire to do so. There is an irresistible urge drawing you into quiet stillness. It is like being immersed in warm, pure white cotton wool. In this world, you cease to be an individual, and you become part of the One. You also cease to be male or female. In a way, this is like returning to the mother's womb. You are surrounded, absorbed, and assimilated by infinite loving, warmth, understanding, forgiveness, and atonement. At one-ment. Time here ceases to have any meaning. If you enter this world, you will never ever want to leave it. You cannot leave it until your physical body calls and drags you back. This is the healing resting place of the soul. Atmic dimension. This dimension appears to be the spirit world. Here, spirits wait for those they loved during their time on earth. This is a happy place of the gathering. It is the place where the reunion of souls takes place. The light in this world is pure as bright as silver, brighter than the flash of an arc welder. It is so bright it seems impossible to look at, but it is, for all that, a supremely gentle light, soft and soothing. It is a light of divine love. The people here appear as they did in the physical world, but at their most magnificent. They glow ecstatically, ablaze with the brightest love, happiness and joy imaginable. The atmosphere is electric and vital, but at the same time deeply spiritual. In this world, you can feel the presence of God as a tangible, all-pervading force. Communication here is done by high-level telepathic imaging, similar to one-on-one clairvoyance, only much more vivid and real. It leaves speech and thought for dead. Time stands utterly still here. Reality is more real and solid than normal reality. Compared to this, the physical world is a vague, tired dream full of half-dead people. I have entered this dimension only 4 times in my life, each time from the very deepest consciousness-raising meditation, with all my chakras wide open and fully functioning. There was also extreme crown chakra activity. The feeling of this was like 1,000 fingers vibrating and deeply massaging the whole top of my head above the hairline. On these 4 occasions, my energy has soared to seemingly impossible heights within me, carrying my spirit and consciousness with it. At the climax of this deeply mystical experience, I have heard the sound of one long, pure, musical note, slowly rising in pitch. I have felt this note in the core of my being, in my heart, calling me, drawing me to it. I have focused on this note and attuned to it with every ounce of strength and energy I possessed. I have focused my consciousness on it and projected to it. Stripping away my physical body, I have projected straight into this dimension. It was just like slipping through a heavy curtain into another place in another world. I am still aware of my physical body, duality, during this whole experience. I look about me with wonder. The light is so silver and bright it burns deeply into my soul, and I can feel its healing touch within me. There, in front of me, is my long-dead son. He was 8 years old when he left me, and he looked just as he did when I last saw him. He was beaming with happiness, his eyes bright and shining. I cuddled him up to me and wept with the joy of seeing him. I looked beyond him and there was a large crowd of people waiting for me. These were all the friends and family I had known and loved and lost during my life. There were also many people I did not know. They all seemed very familiar, though, and I felt I loved them all. They were clapping and jumping up and down, cheering me in greeting. There were many tears of joy and lots of hugging and kissing. Looking beyond them, I see we are in a natural stone amphitheater. The ground is smooth rock, and it rises to a ridge a couple of hundred meters away that curves towards us. On the top of this ridge are angels. They looked just like Michelangelo painted them. They were incredibly beautiful, with large white feathered wings, curly golden hair, and alabaster skin. They were blowing long sparkling golden horns, and the pure high note came from them. Stepping from the crowd, I walked into the open. I look in awe at these angels and wave at them. The notes started to die away, and as I did this and the angels began lowering their horns, I stand for a timeless moment in silence, looking all around me. Then everything began to shimmer, and I slipped, fell back into my physical body. I wept. I have never wanted to come back. Death. When you leave your body for the final time, at death, this is what I believe will happen. You will be projecting in real time for the first few days, close to the physical world, until your supply of etheric matter runs out. Then you will go through the second death and enter the astral dimension. There you will purge yourself of all desire by being able to have anything you ever wanted in abundance. This is done through having the full use of your subconscious mind's powerful creative ability. Here you can saturate your every need and desire until you see these desires for the illusions they really are. You will then shed your astral desire body and enter the mental dimension. There you will see your past life, examine and express every thought you have ever had and every action you have ever done. There your thoughts, memories and experiences will be added to the Akashic record, which is a recorded experience of the entire human existence in the physical dimension. Shedding your mental body, you will then enter the Buddhic dimension. There you will stay for timeless healing, for rest, atonement, forgiveness and understanding of self. In this world your inner wounds will heal and your soul will be nurtured by divine love. Your spirit will become whole and perfect once more. Then you will shed your Buddhic body and enter the Atmic dimension. There you will wait in the divine presence for those you love. Then one day you will go on to the next level of existence, where the last great mystery of life will be revealed to you. Visit Robert at his new video blog, astralbob.com. He has just released his new program, Manifestation and Self-Healing. I've signed up, I recommend you do too. The energy exercises have had an incredible effect, and I don't think it's coincidence. The last two nights, I don't know where I've been, but when I've woken up, I feel as if I've been bathing in love, light, and joy. Truly incredible. So don't forget to click by www.astralwings.com. Robert's course is accessible from there too. And if you purchase it via Astral Wings, I'll give you two free gifts. Pop over to Astral Wings for details. Happy travels!